Well, is Perth one of the most dangerous cities in the world? Because according to this Sun newspaper, we've been ranked up there along with some cities in Syria, also some cities in Somalia, that ranks Perth as one of the most dangerous cities in the world. And the reason that is because of the meth scourge here in Western Australia. According to the Sun newspaper, we suffer from widespread critical meth use. And it is our dark secret that is lurking far from the country's famous tourist hotspots. This is according to the Sun newspaper. I think it's a stupid headline, to be perfectly honest. What do you think? 9221 882. The police commissioner, Carlo Callaghan, he was asked about this today. This is what he says.
I think it's a bit bizarre, really, and very unsophisticated, because you know you can't necessarily connect the fact that a capital city has a higher use of meth rate with its livability or its safety. The two things don't coincide. I think it's probably typical of the way that the Sun operates, so I haven't taken that seriously.
Now, according to a water analysis that was done in March, it was reported that in Perth, it was 1 in 17 people that were doing meth and 1 in 13 in country towns. Now, that is a pretty alarming statistic. We can't hide away from that. But to put us with the likes of Mogadishu, with the likes of Raqqa in Syria, seems absolutely ludicrous. Let me know what you think this afternoon. 9221 882. Luke Whelan is the co-founder of Perth Is OK. Luke, good afternoon. What did you make of this headline?
How are you going, mate? It's a bit ridiculous, really. It's a sensationalist media at its finest, I would say.
It is pretty sensational, to put us in the category. That's what you expect probably from the Sun newspaper, though. It is one of the more sensational papers that you read. But Perth is okay, and that's why you co-founded that. Let's have a little bit of a spruik around why Perth is a good place to live. It's not dangerous. You can't put it in the same category as some of these cities in Somalia, Iraq, and company.
Yeah, I think the most dangerous thing you'll see in most places is the odd rogue quokka or wildlife, but put us up there next to Syria is a bit ridiculous. I think from what we're seeing, even in winter, the stuff that's coming through of the beautiful beaches and the aerial drones and even people going out to Bluff Knoll, I think we've got more than enough reasons here to make sure that people think that Perth is more than just okay, you know?
Then also, we spent some time trying to shake the tag of being Dullsville. Now we want to be known as a dangerous city. I mean, some people will pick up this newspaper, though, in the UK. They'll pick up the Sun and have a look at this paper and go, oh, I don't know anymore, actually. I don't know if I would want to go to Perth because it's been put in that category. We need to try and shake that tag so that most of the Brits, at least, don't think that we are dangerous.
Well, yeah, I guess at least any press is good press, they say. But I think everyone keeps wanting to have a dig at Perth. I think we have some of the best beaches in the country. You've got Rottnest there. You've got some of the best surf in the country. Like, there's so much going on and new events that are popping up, and Lizard's Quay and all the developments that are happening, as well as our small bar culture. If you just look at our Instagram or our mail out, you can see the sheer volume of great things that are happening around Perth.
Well, Luke, what inspired you as one of the co-founders here for Perth Is OK was to really shake that tag. And it's, you know, you give me some of the statistics that you get on social media, and Perth Is OK is something that people don't mind including in their posts, that you've really been part of this revolution, if you like, of trying to shake that Dullsville tag that we talk about.
Well, yeah, I guess as we were growing up as teenagers in Perth, there was always that misconception that all the exciting stuff happens in Melbourne and Sydney. So when we started it, it was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek sort of side project. But now we're sort of getting, I think we're on 1.3 million hashtags with 182,000 followers. So people obviously are more than happy to send in and contribute to our little community there.
Is there one thing at the moment, Luke, that you would like to change, if you could, about Perth?
I guess the economy is pretty tough right now, but there is opportunity that comes from those kind of things. I think the mining boom definitely stifled some sort of creative endeavours. So when times are tough, it really brings out the creative stuff and people work a bit harder to make things special rather than just doing the same old run-of-the-mill stuff, you know?
Luke Whelan, appreciate your time on Perth Live this afternoon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
He's the co-founder of Perth Is OK. I want to know what you think this afternoon. It's a silly headline, really, from the Sun newspaper that says that Perth is one of the most dangerous cities in the world, because it certainly isn't the case. But the stats in relation to meth. In March, it was reported in Perth, 1 in 17 people and 1 in 13 in the country towns, according to water analysis, are doing meth. That is a worry. That is a concern. But I want to ask you this afternoon, as we just said to Luke, if there's one thing you could change about Perth, what would it